Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on social media at JT Literally. We bring together business owners like you and me, regular people, to discuss practical strategies, AIs, about AI and perspectives, without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BBAI is sponsored by Anabots. We build AI with heart. Our trained AI sales and support assistants work 24/7 to increase sales, reduce costs, and free up your time so that you can focus on growing your business. If you want to install a 24/7 near human sales and support team in your business, go to anabots.ai to learn more. We have low-cost options to fit any budget. Once more, that's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Mr. Drewby Wilson, and I realize now that I am talking and I'm on a roll that I don't have his bio in front of me, but the great thing about Drewby is his bio can be summarized in one succinct sentence: call the damn leads. And I love that about him because it fits exactly into what we are focused on. If you call the damn leads, you're gonna make more money. If you need automation to call the leads on your behalf, that's better than not calling the damn leads. And so, Drewby, I want to turn it over to you, and I want you to tell me from your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your business?
Josh, thank you so much. And for the sake of time and reading all that fancy schmancy bio business, you're absolutely right. Call the damn leads. That is all what it needs to be said. And when it comes to AI and how it's reshaping my business for the future, I'm very blessed that I kind of got into AI, we'll say early on, kind of like a hipster, but not in the sense of like the fancy chatbots and all the things that exist now, which definitely recommend people checking out. But thinking about it from the perspective of how can I use the resources available to me to simplify the things that I'm doing in my life? And you could look all the way back to in middle school when I used to go and steal those TI-83 calculators from Best Buy to play video games on, which was essentially using AI, artificial intelligence, that was built into that calculator to run those mathematic algorithms and formulas. And so what's cool about AI is it's just a buzzword. It's just a fancy way of saying that there's this technology we can use that's really, really smart, and it'll do things for us if we know how to communicate with it. And I think that's what I love about this podcast, Josh, and the fact that you're bringing the basics of AI to the everyday business owner and sales professional. Because here's the thing, it's not necessarily new, but how we use it, the way that we are intentional with it creates a massive amount of opportunity if you're willing to jump in with the resources available today.
Artificial intelligence, the term, was officially coined for the first time in 1955. You can believe that.
I can, and it was a big box, I'd imagine, in a room somewhere.
It was like the size of my house, and all it could do was basic arithmetic. Yeah. They were having conventions about it, and so you're right. It's been around. It's how we think about it and how we use it. And a lot of the conversations, Drewby, that we've been having on this podcast revolve around simplicity, lightening the load, delegating repetitive tasks. What are some of the things that you've seen specifically as a sales professional that AI has kind of lifted the burden or made your job easier or allowed you to focus on higher level tasks?
Oh, that's such a good question. And honestly, I'm going to give you guys about 10 plus million dollars worth of advice here. And that is from actual sales I've made using this very specific process that I'm going to share with you. So pay attention, put your pencils down to the paper. Let's get this in. Here's what I use AI for to really make my life easier. As a sales professional, if I'm getting 2, 5, 10 new leads a day, opportunities, people that I need to build a relationship and connect with, guess what I'm really likely to do over a week? Forget
What's that?
about some people. What? Maybe not call them back because I got
Nah.
busy and life came up and things went
Man,
on, you know?
I've got a flawless memory. I'm never gonna forget any single person I've ever talked to. Come on.
Hey, Josh, remember that time I said I was going to call you back and then I forgot to call you back and you got really sad?
No, I don't remember.
You know why? Because I use
No.
AI to create reminders for
That's right.
myself. And so, from a sales perspective, you know, I like to use a simple reminder. So, like, hey, let's say a new lead comes into my CRM system, right? My database of information. Well, I can create a timer in that system that says, hey, if a lead has been in here for more than 24 hours and I haven't made a phone call to reach out to them, send me a ping on my phone as a reminder to do that. And wouldn't you know, just that one thing alone has helped me make more sales and more commissions, just by having that one little thing, that one reminder, a simple formula, artificial intelligence, right? It's just an algorithm. If new lead, 24 hours plus, no contact, send reminder. Just a simple string of things. And it has helped me stay on top of more leads than I care to admit that I've probably forgotten to call back because there's so many coming into the system. But that's why we need a bot like you guys created to be able to stay on top of it. Because I'm one man. I can't work 24/7 like a machine could.
That's right. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And so, have you seen in the last couple of years, anyway, since ChatGPT has come out and it's like everybody is, it's like a buzzword, it's a craze, everybody's talking about AI. Have you seen there be some sort of negative impact specifically on sales? Or do you think sales is maybe even safe? I'm curious to hear your thoughts on that.
I believe that there is definitely going to be a resurgence of need for true sales professionals. And here's why. I think a lot of people are going to lean in on using the AI as a crutch to avoid doing the work of building relationships. And unfortunately, Josh, as you well know, as much as we train the AI to understand human consciousness, there are limits, and it cannot connect at the same level of empathy and emotion, in my opinion, that an actual professional who's trained to ask the right questions and understand the nuance of the response. And so I think there will be a season where AI comes and takes a lot of jobs from people who aren't working very hard as it is. And then there's going to be a very, very large need for folks who still have that desire for genuine human relationship building.
Yeah, and what you're really doing is we're sifting and sorting between the people who are above a certain threshold of I'm going to do the work that is n required to be successful no matter what. And those people are probably always going to be okay. And then there's this line. And then there's a bunch of people below that line that for all of eternity they've been getting by because there wasn't a better option. And now there's a better option, and it's like all of a sudden, you know, when you're getting $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a month to push a button, we got machines that can push that button now, and we don't need you anymore. And you're going to have to upskill your abilities in order to remain relevant. Otherwise, you know, there's no job for you, right? And so, if you are the type of person that will call the damn leads, then the leads will always be there for you to pick up the phone and pay for your things. If you're not willing to call the damn leads, well, then be prepared to be replaced.
Well, and you know what? The beautiful thing is, I think the real professionals, they'll learn to leverage the tools that exist. Like, that's what happens, right? We'll be able to say, okay, cool. I know as a professional, I can narrow in and say, if the majority of my time is spent specifically on the task that I am best at, which is communicating, building actual genuine human relationship, having these sorts of conversation that require nuance and understanding of tonality and body language. Okay, fantastic. If I can use the AI to set the appointment and to have those basic conversations up to that point, well, most other individuals who are at this level or above realize that there's not a need for human communication until a certain point. And so much like when I scheduled the call to be on this show, you and I could have gotten on a call and we could have gone back and forth and looked at the calendar and said, well, what about Tuesday or how about Monday morning? But instead it was like, no, let's leverage the technology, give you a simple form. You'll fill it out. It will pull up and sort through all the dates and times that I have available. You'll be able to pick the one that works best for you, sir, me. So I did that. And then it was like, okay, great. Now that you've selected the time, here are the next steps. Here's the link to log in. Here are the expectations. Here are the things that you need to know. And for me, that was awesome because it saved me a lot of time. As a professional, time is my most valuable resource. So in utilizing the technology, you made it way easier on me to get to this point to where we get to have this conversation. And then after the fact, I'm assuming that you're going to send me some emails and some reminders and the Anabot's going to follow up and say, hey, Drewby, we loved having you on the show. Here's some links. Here's some reminders. By the way, would you love to come and have another conversation? And I'm going to go, you know what? I would, because I love Josh and I love this process. And also because you made it really easy on me to get to the thing that I want, which is to have this conversation with Josh. And I think that's what's really going to happen with sales professionals as this progresses, is they're going to learn to make things as easy as possible with the technology to get them to the point where they need to be as fast as possible.
You know, you're bringing up a great point here about automation, right? So sometimes we get confused. We think of AI as like this machine that we talk to and it talks back to us. But artificial intelligence and augmented intelligence, they're all kind of the same thing, you know? And a lot of what Drewby is saying here now, some people may not classify that as AI as we're talking about it, the trendy stuff. But it really is, because the thing that Drewby doesn't know is I actually had zero interaction with Drewby until he showed up on this Zoom call. And so it was a combination of some of my automations and I have virtual assistants and all of those things. And that's really, I think, the key. If you keep in mind that machines are here to make your job easier and they're here to upskill you, they're here to allow you to spend as much time as possible in your zone of genius and as little time as possible doing those repetitive tasks. If you keep that in mind, and I think that sounds like, you know, the message and the mission that Drewby's trying to share. Is that fair enough?
Yeah, you know what? It makes me think about John Henry. You know, he could swing that hammer all day long, but he was only one man. So when they brought in the machine was able to get a lot more done than he could. But you know what? The machine still required maintenance. You know what that machine needs? Gas, oil, intention, someone to manage and make sure that it's not running off the rails. And so that's what I'm getting at. Even AI, right? If you use, let's say, ChatGPT being the common one, here's what happens. If you don't know how to create the proper inputs, if you don't tell it to do the right thing, guess what's going to happen? Like a machine not on the right set of tracks, it's not going to go in the right direction. And so that's what's interesting to me. And I agree, you're right. There is some difference between automation and what most people would consider artificial intelligence. But at the end of the day, it's simply input in, output in return. And the inputs are what are going to create the outputs. And I think that's the important part of the entire conversation for me and for everyone to understand.
Awesome. So Drewby, tell us a little bit more about what you do and where can people go to learn more?
Thank you so much. What I do is help sales professionals dial in their systems and processes so that they can build and live a sustainably successful life. Because here's the thing, you can have all the money in the world and not be happy. You can have all the happiness in the world and not have the money to live the life you want to live. So let's put it all together and build the systems and processes using some of this awesome technology to make your life easier and give you the time you need to go enjoy it. So if you want to find me, go to callthedamnleads.com. Google us. We're on every social media platform because we're using this amazing technology to spread our message to as many people as possible. Because just like my friend Josh here, our goal is truly to help serve you fix the problems in your business, whatever you got going on, so that you can go be excited about life.
Love it. We're going to wrap from here. Thanks to our guest, Drewby Wilson, for joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for business. For those of you who want to learn more and engage with him, you can go to callthedamnleads.com. If you run a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you on a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels and experience to and exposure to AI so that we can represent all voices, especially the 80 to 90% of us who are curious, but not trying to be tech geniuses. Apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to install a 24/7 AI sales and support team that actually has a heart for less than 10% of a single employee, get yourself an Anabot. You can learn more at anabots.ai. See you next time here on Basic Business AI. Oh, and by the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.